Hey there, folks. Welcome to Rock and Rally Tennis, where it's all tennis, all the time. I'm James Lynn. Follow us on Twitter at Rock and Rally. That's Rock underscore and underscore Rally. And on Facebook at facebook.com/Rock and Rally Tennis. Rock and Rally Tennis podcast episode number 129 is brought to you by CareerWonder.com, the ultimate career resource site featuring video interviews of professionals from a wide array of industries. Share in the stories, journeys, and insights about their careers and jobs at CareerWonder.com. You know, one of the things I encourage players to get into the habit of doing at all times, in practice sessions and matches, is to make every effort to leverage their unique talents and skills. Yeah, I know, folks, this is common sense, right? Well, sadly, it's not. What I see all too often at the local parks and tennis clubs are players who are very athletic, but do not get as much out of their athleticism as they should. In essence, they underutilize their athleticism. Over the years, I have worked with a lot of players who fall squarely into this category. And what I've come to realize is that it has a lot to do with how the player views his or her own athleticism, in terms of, you know, whether they use it for offense or defense, etc. In my view, offense or defense, well, that shouldn't really matter. When you're on the tennis court, your athleticism should apply to all things at all times. Now, let me tell you about a couple of 4.5 level players at my club. Let's call them Jack and Diane. Yeah, you can tell I'm a big fan of 80s music. Now, Jack is in his early 30s, Diane in her early 40s. Both players are exceptional athletes, having excelled in other sports besides tennis. Jack grew up playing volleyball. His reflexes, speed, quickness, and corresponding power are off the charts. In particular, his ability to pivot, close on wide shots, and get his racket through the ball with clean explosion. The faster his opponent shots, the cleaner and deadlier his returns are. Diane also played volleyball and collegiate basketball as well. Diane has great hands, great feel, exceptional hand-eye coordination, and is a very smooth, flowing type of mover. Not the raw, explosive type that Jack is, but she is as proficient and dynamic around the court and gets on top of the ball as quickly as any player I've seen at the club and recreational level. Now, as good as Jack and Diane are currently, the scary fact is there is still enormous upside to both of their respective games. Both players have a tendency to rely too heavily on their instincts and athleticism, and they'll be the first ones to acknowledge that they can get a bit sloppy with some of the basic block and tackle components, such as early preparation, tidy footwork technique, and stroke mechanics, to name a few. Jack, for example, can certainly improve his athletic posture when in the ready position by getting down a little lower, engaging more of his glutes, quads, and core. As an ex-volleyball player, he can currently go from a standstill to a 40-inch vertical jump in the blink of an eye. And I'm not kidding about that. Sneeze and you'll miss it. While this has served Jack very well in his tennis game since first picking up a racket a few years ago, particularly against players who hit with a lot of pace and spin, as many players do these days, he commits a few too many errors on slower, off-speed, neutral rally type of balls. In other words, when he has ample time to execute a shot. Folks, when you have ample time to hit a shot, that's when the integrity of your technique and mechanics is tested, versus hitting shots off of pure reaction, reflex, and athleticism. Diane is also very quick to every ball, but often relies heavily on her great hands and exceptional hand-eye coordination versus, say, better mechanics. Her forehand, for example, is often too much of an arm swing and does not engage enough of her legs, hip, and trunk rotation. Diane's serve shares a similar characteristic in that it is primarily an arm swing, a stroke that leans heavily on her exceptional hand-eye coordination rather than the reliability of sound technique and mechanics. Folks, it's great to be athletic and to be able to execute shots via raw physical and athletic ability. But as the saying goes, Father Time is undefeated. As we get older, our athleticism, physical skills, and attributes inevitably decline. Shoring up our technique and mechanics is one way in which we can try to sustain our shot execution, high level of play, and perhaps affect a more palatable soft landing, so to speak, to our tennis games. The message I try to convey is a simple one, and that is, Consider your athleticism as something much more than merely a last resort type of asset, where it's your go-to bailout option for not having better technique and mechanics with which to execute the various aspects of the game. Don't sell your athleticism short by undervaluing and underutilizing it. Maximize your athleticism. Well, that's all for this episode, folks. Thanks for joining us at Rock and Rally Tennis. Please subscribe to our podcast at rockandrallytennis.com. I'm James Lynn. See you next time.